Last week, if you were hunting for holiday book deals on Amazon, you may have noted that the best-selling intelligence and espionage title on Amazon.com was a PDF of the CIA torture report, beating out the likes of Ian Fleming and Tom Clancy. But as of Monday morning, readers trying to buy the $2.99 text on Amazon saw an error message that read this book is currently unavailable because there's an issue with its description, content, or formatting. So an independent publisher in Brooklyn has been working to send a high-quality version of the 500-some-page report to press. They finally finished their draft on Monday and sent it off to the printer. Dennis Johnson, co-founder and co-publisher of Melville House, joins me now. Welcome.
Hi, John. It's great to be here.
So there is actually a pretty interesting publishing history of these kinds of reports, the Iran-Contra report, the Pentagon Papers. These have all made a splash in publishing. Why did you decide to get into this one?
Well, because for one thing, we were afraid that there wasn't going to be a book version of this one. In those previous instances that you cited, the government actually gave preferential treatment to a couple of big publishers, had a deal with them, gave them the reports early so that they could be laid out and published as a print book simultaneously with the government's release of those documents to the public. In some instances, they even gave production money to those publishers. And I always kind of resented that because this is kind of our wheelhouse at Melville House. We are a political current events publisher, and I wanted to publish those books as part of a public service and part of our mission, and I felt blocked from it. It was clear this time, though, that Dianne Feinstein wasn't giving those kinds of deals to publishers. And I think that's a good thing. These are public documents. They should be open to everybody. And so it also looked like those publishers who had done those kinds of reports earlier and been so successful with them weren't going to get involved because they wanted those advantages. And so I thought we would jump in and give it a try and make sure that this existed as a print book, but also as a more readable document in itself. The PDF that the government released is a very low resolution, very difficult to read, impossible to scan, almost impossible to search document. And we decided that that needed to be corrected as well. So we're doing both a print and an improved electronic version of the report.
Now, this is the executive summary, right? This isn't the full report.
That's correct. The full report hasn't been declassified. The full report is 6,000-plus pages. This is, as the government released it, 524 pages. As we are releasing it, it'll be 576 pages.
And you're doing the redactions as well?
We're doing it exactly as the government published it. The only difference will be that it will be more readable. We are actually laying it out as a published document. We've turned the footnotes, which make the thing almost unreadable, into endnotes to help with the readability of it. But that's the only change we made to the official document.
And what do you think the principal value is of releasing this to the public? Do you think the public is interested in knowing the details of abuses of the government, or do they view it simply as a kind of voyeuristic document on policies that they might actually support?
Well, this report really bears on key issues of our democracy, one of them being transparency. I mean, how much do we as citizens have a right to know about how our government conducts itself, how it spends taxpayers' money? Right now, there's an argument going on about whether this should be public or not, but I think this bears directly on that and should definitely be public.
How much is the Melville House edition?
How much is it? Yep. It'll be $16.95.
All right, and that's a paperback version, and there's an electronic version as well.
That's correct.
All right. Dennis Johnson is co-founder and co-publisher of Melville House, publishing the executive summary of the Senate report on CIA terrorism. The Washington Post reports today that by a 2-to-1 margin, Americans essentially support the techniques that they've heard about in that Senate report. Dennis, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.